You're listening to the audio production of Francis, Man of Prayer, by Mario Escobar, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Eduardo Gamuzio.
Introduction. It is one of the most impressive ceremonies in the world. 115 cardinals process from the Pauline Chapel under Michelangelo's stunning frescoes through the Sala Regia to seal themselves within one of the most beautiful rooms ever made by human hands, the Sistine Chapel. There, they remain until, inspired by the Holy Spirit, they name the man who will lead the Catholic Church. The cardinals proceed in order to the entrance of the Sistine Chapel and take their places. They sing the Veni Creator, an ancient prayer to invoke the Holy Spirit. They then swear, one by one, to closely observe the rules of the conclave. These rules can be reduced to two. 1. To faithfully fulfill Peter's mandate if they are elected pope, and 2. Not to reveal the secrets related to the pontiff's election. Once the ceremony of oaths has concluded, the master of papal liturgical celebrations orders in Latin, extra omnes, which means everyone else out. The doors slam shut, and the cardinals begin their discussion. Within the walls of Vatican City, time seems to stand still. The urgency and agitation of the modern world are nearly unthinkable in this, the world's smallest state. Beyond the walls, the commotion of over 6,000 journalists and photographers with their cameras, all eager to be the first to capture a picture or file a report on the newly elected pope, remains distant to this most important religious meeting. When the much-anticipated fumata bianca, white smoke,